Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Happy Easter. Today is the first day of April, and we're going to start a new chapter that we're going to go through, and this will be from the book of Psalms, Psalm 119, and this is a very long psalm, so we'll be going through it in the month of April and May and even part of June. So today we're praying through the voice translation of Psalm 119, verses 1 through 3, and they say this: Happy are the people who walk with integrity, who live according to the teachings of the Eternal. Happy are the people who keep His decrees, who pursue Him wholeheartedly. These are people who do nothing wrong. They do what it takes to follow His ways. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm so grateful for that word, happy. I love that word, and I know in other translations it comes off as blessed, but I am so grateful because so many times we're walking through this crazy world and there's not a lot of happiness going on, and there's a lot of sadness and depression and despair and brokenness. And so, Lord, thank You for this roadmap that You're going to give us through the Psalms of Psalm 119 that just talks about the beauty of Your Word. I'm grateful for that. And Lord, I'm grateful for people are happy when they walk with integrity. So I pray for those today listening that You would bring them deep satisfaction and deep joy by walking in integrity. Lord, help them to make the choices today that matter for eternity, and help them to be able to look themselves in the mirror at the end of the day and say, I follow Jesus wholeheartedly and I did what He asked me to do. Lord, teach us what it means to be people who keep Your decrees, and particularly someone who pursues You wholeheartedly. Lord, I know that there have been many times in my own life where I have pursued You half-heartedly, where I have not been I've just been so distracted. I've been looking one way or another way, or I've maybe been tangled up in my own ambition, or just tangled up with the cares of this world. And I haven't wholeheartedly devoted myself to You. And so, Lord, right now, as I take this moment to pray for others, I pray for myself as well. I pray that You would teach me what it means to pursue You wholeheartedly. And I pray that for those listening. I pray that You would show us specific ways that we can take our focus off the cares of this world, off the busyness, off the stress, off the worry and the fear that entangles us so much, and instead place our eyes, our heart, our direction, our next footprint toward You. You are the one who is so worthy of our attention, of our devotion, of our energy. And so, Lord, forgive us for chasing after shiny things. Forgive us for chasing after reputation. Forgive us for chasing after money, or being our own provision, or believing wrongly that it's all up to us to accomplish all the things and provide for us perfectly. Lord, You are our provider, and we choose to rest right now and believe that You will provide in Your perfect time. Not that we'll be lazy and just sit around and wait. I know that You have called us to work diligently on Your behalf, knowing that our reward comes from You. You are the one who we are working for. So in our work today, I pray that we would have that wholehearted devotion to You, that we would have integrity, that we would do the things that make You smile. And at the end of the day, that would cause us to be happy, to have that smile of satisfaction of knowing we have followed You fully. Now, we can't do this without Your Holy Spirit, Lord. In our own strength, we are distracted. We are broken. We are needy. We are running after the things that we shouldn't be running after, but with Your Spirit, we can accomplish so much more. And so instead of just letting life happen to us today, Lord, I pray Your Spirit would empower us to be proactive about the day. Lord, I don't know what that looks like to be people who do nothing wrong, like verse 3 says, but I do know what it is like to follow Your ways. And I think about You, Jesus, as You were on this earth, how You, what You were like in this earth. You just, You loved people. You took time for them. You looked them in the eye and You loved them well. And so, Lord, I pray for those listening today that they would become people who love others well, who look people in the eye, who stop their agenda for the sake of someone else's, and change the trajectory of the happiness of somebody else today. I pray that for myself too, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. When life overburdens you, unburden yourself through prayer, because God is absolutely listening to you today, my dear friend.